الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: For barakat we will start, and not only barakat, for the real reality that this great auspicious month we should make dua also. The effort is listen also, read ourselves, and inform ourselves of what this great month is. And when we, that is the first thing, if we realize, understand what a great month this is, then the rest of all the bayans really are not even necessary, that we should not waste time, etc. What we should be doing, a person then himself will do it when we realize the value of this month. So we find that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, before Ramadan started, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were very conscious of the deen. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's mission was not one moment of their lives, not Ramadan, one moment of their lives must not be wasted. And not only wasted, mustn't be spent in a lesser thing where a better thing could have been done. For example, we have 5 minutes in which we are free. So we can do something good, and we could do something which is the best. And to do either is just waste. La yani, and worse than that, opposite haram things. How harmful that is. So Allah let us understand the value of time, which Allah has explained in so many ayats. Wal asri inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. We heard those bayans many times. Try and refresh it and make understand the value of time. Also Allah has referred to wal asr wal fajr as separately. Wal ayalin ashr, specific times. And many other ayat also, all the different times. So that time is very valuable. And then the whole month of Ramadan, from last night, 6:29, sunset time, till the last day of Ramadan, till that this time, this whole period is so valuable, that we should not waste a single moment. So much so that we find our Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, he shouldn't speak to anyone in Ramadan. Hazrat Maulana Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, no talking with anyone. Even their personal correspondence, which was for Islah, that Hazrat Raipuri shouldn't reply to that also in Ramadan. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali as well. So this time is so valuable. And these people were not fanatics. They were not extremists. They were those who realized the value of time. We who easily pass fatwas that so-and-so is a fanatic, so-and-so is an extremist, is overdoing things, we should first try and pass the fatwa on ourselves. Where are we that we are passing these fatwas? Like people who were Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. Just very briefly, one person who was very close to Hazrat and what we call Betakalluf. He should speak to Hazrat freely as he wants to. There weren't all the protocols and restrictions on him. So in Ramadan, and he was a journalist, he came in Ramadan to meet Hazrat, and he was going somewhere and he wanted to ask that what is this tasawwuf all about? And his way of presenting it also, ye tasawwuf kya bala hai? Because he was free with Hazrat, he spoke like that. That is the tasawwuf, what musibat, what big problem is this tasawwuf all about? So he wanted to end. He told also finally that I'm on my way somewhere, that I'll take the answer when I come back. And I'm giving you time to think of it and you can prepare your answer. Anyway, he came once in Ramadan to meet Hazrat. And every time he went, they said, Hazrat is busy reading Quran Sharif. Hazrat is busy with Nafil Namaz. Hazrat is busy hambrowing Quran Sharif. Hazrat is busy looking at the tarjuma of Quran Sharif. So finally, he said that Ramzan comes, the door was closed, and he couldn't wait more. He said, Ramzan comes to us also, but it doesn't come like a fever to us. Like when a person has got a fever, so it is over him. His thinking is according to the fever. He eats according to the fever. He'll sleep and get up and rest according to the fever. He'll meet people, not meet people according to the fever. The fever has got control over him. So he says, Ramzan comes to us also, but not like a fever. That Ramzan is controlling us now. That everything is completely different in our lives. And he knocked on the door and he just said these words and he went away. So like that, by our Kabir, this is how Ramadan, from before Ramadan, mashallah, Fadaile Akabir Ramadan, how our elders spent Ramadan, which we were reading, it was being read. So we also try and read even now to understand what is the value of Ramadan. And then we will see that what pipsqueaks we are, that we say they are fanatics, they are extremists. They just when they're spending their Ramadan correctly, and all their lives they spend it correctly. They're not in this wasteful things. In fact, in the hadith it has come, the intelligent people are those who devote themselves to akhirat. Those are the intelligent people who work for akhirat. Today, when somebody devotes himself for akhirat, we regard this person as an extremist, fundamentalist. He's out of this world or something. Whereas these are the people who have gone with great merits by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and we, with our remarks, we have dropped ourselves further than what we were. We were in nowhere, and with our funny remarks, we drop ourselves even further down. So we must be very careful. So anyway, so in the beginning of, so the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were of that frame of mind. Their whole lives, they wouldn't waste time. Therefore, what to say about Ramadan? And what to say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before Ramadan, is advising them. So how valuable must be this month? So with regard to that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, O people, a great month has come upon you. All every moment of life, every month, every day is valuable. But this month, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, a great month has come over you. A most blessed month, in which is a night greater in value and goodness than 1,000 months. That also we should think carefully about that. We just listen to it, we read it, and it's over. But think, 1,000 months, 83 years and 4 months. And Allah Ta'ala said, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِشَارِ. Not equal, خَيْرٌ. And خَيْرٌ with نَكِرَ. So how much the goodness is, there's unlimited goodness. And when it's Allah's kalam, Allah is saying goodness. It is far more than 83 years and 4 months. So imagine one night of this, our life of 50, 60, 70 years we get. And one night is better than 83 years and 4 months. So if we knew that in our life, this one night in my life is better than 83 years and 4 months. Better than 1,000 months. More than 80 years. How much won't we look after that one night? And Allah is giving that night to us every year. So how much mustn't we appreciate it? That every year we get that one night, where we can enhance our lives for over 80 years. And that 80 years only of ibadat of Allah. By looking after that one year, one night, we will enhance our position of over 80 years only of the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat Shaykh writes also, how fortunate are those buzurgs that since the time they became baligh, and mashallah, previously also, now also we have some youngsters who are small, but the training of the parents is such, and mubarak are they, that every moment they look after. Young boys, 5-6 years old. So Hazrat Shaykh writes that those buzurgs, that in their whole life they didn't miss Laylatul Qadr. And there are those that before they became baligh also, they didn't miss Laylatul Qadr. So we should, that is وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَا فَسِلْ مُتَنَا فِي سُونَ. It is, these are those things that we should be racing with one another. Not with who's got a better car, who's got a better clothes, who's got better lifestyle. Those are not at all. Those are not, that's not the work of stupids and idiots also. A person who has got no sense, worse than an animal, that is their way. That's not the kuffar way. Kuffar way, people of dunya, that's not the way of the mu'mineen at all. That I'm so rich, I'm worth so many millions and so many billions and all that. That is not at all the way of a sensible person. Even if he's not a Muslim, it's not the way of any sensible person. And so the value is how much we made akhirat. So this is a month in which there is Laylatul Qadr. And where Allah says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, that this is that great, great month in which the Qur'an Sharif was revealed. And with regard to that, Allah says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. إِنَّا وَالتَّعْكِيد. And then, جَمَا سِرَى, plural. Allah is one only. But people of authority and greatness, they don't say me, we. That we, though it's one person, the government is one person, though in the government there are many people, but the government will say I, the government will say we, and Allah is one, and Allah's government is the greatest government. And Allah says that we, inna, with ta'kid also, and in the plural also, that we have sent it down, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Laylatul qadr has got 9 alphabets in it. And then Allah says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Now Allah Ta'ala is making us think. Allah is saying, think what I'm saying. What can make you understand? What can explain to you? What is this Laylatul Qadr? So it would naturally, if a person has got some in his system, he responds. He's triggered with something that when Allah is asking وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, first Allah said we revealed it in Laylatul Qadr, and what will make you understand, how can I tell you what is Laylatul Qadr? And again Laylatul Qadr is mentioned for the third time, Laylatul Qadr. So 3 times 9 alphabet, 27. Vast majority of ulama of the view that every year Laylatul Qadr is the 27th night of Ramadan. So this night, Laylatul Qadr, khayrum min alfi shahrin, more better than 1,000 months. So this is that great night, the night in which the Quran Sharif was revealed. Unzila fihi al-Quran. That month Allah has given it to us. Really, who of us made dua for the month of Ramadan? Or for such a special occasion, we should have been making dua for that. And if not, we don't make that dua, at least make shukr, Ya Allah, you gave us this month. And it should not be at all that we take this month as a burden. Every aspect of this month is just barakat, anwarat, effulgence, nur, magnificence, greatness, everything. Whether it is the roza, whether it is the iftari, Sehri, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told a sahabi, come, let us make sehri to eat sehri, mubarak food together. Sehri is also mubarak. This month, iftari and sehri is enough to take you to the heights of Jannah also. Or then, where is roza? Where is tilawat of Quran? Where are all the other things? This is a month where every moment, everything associated, our taraweeh, the tarweeha, the rest between the rakats, that also is so valuable. The du'as of Ramadan, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, those cards are given. See, those cards, take them and make this du'a in abundance. La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. Let it be on our tongues all the time. And pay attention to the meaning also. And what a beautiful du'a Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given us. So this is a great month. This one night is so great. It is a month in which Allah has made fasting for us by day. The month is so valuable. And so let us understand that. And it is the month that Allah, in His mercy and kindness, whatever Allah has commanded is only goodness through and through. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That obey Allah and His Rasul. Why? So that rahmat, Allah's rahmat can envelope you, can descend on you. You can be overtaken, you'll become a marhum while living. Normally we say, person who has passed away is a marhum. But you'll be a marhum while you are living. You'll be in Allah's mercies fully all the time. So we, from there also, which is a whole discussion on its own, that obedience of Allah and staying away from disobedience of Allah is not any comfort or discomfort. It's not that what I think I must do, what I think I mustn't do. All that is to get the full mercies of Allah. So when you stay away from any makruh, tanzihi, any haram, anything, your Allah's rahmat is pouring on you. When you fulfill any command of Allah, smallest command, big command, Allah's rahmat is not only pouring on you, you are enveloped. You are now in that rahmat of Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So that Allah's mercies come upon us. So, and Allah Ta'ala has made only those things for us, especially for this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which there is only goodness through and through. For the previous ummah, Bani Israel, certain things were made haram on them, not because it was harmful, but as a punishment for them. Because they did certain wrong things, certain very good things, Allah made haram for those people. For this ummah, Allah didn't make only what was absolutely good and essential. Allah made that. And to the level of its importance, its value, its greatness, to that level is its faraz also. Like for example, the most valuable thing is iman. Because that is the most valuable thing. That is the greatest faraz, iman. Because that is the most valuable thing. Everything hinges on iman. Iman is the main thing. After that, namaz is the most valuable. Because namaz has got so much of value. The worst of things is kufr, to disbelieve in Allah. So Allah, that is totally haram. And then shirk, to associate partners. You believe in Allah, but you believe there are other gods also, who are less than Allah, who are equal than Allah, who are more than Allah, whatever. But partnership. And then nifaq and hypocrisy. And then bid'at, innovation. All these things. So according to the level of its importance, of its goodness, of its harm, to that level is the command of Allah Ta'ala also. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, the first thing is to realize that our aqaid, our belief, our iman is most important. And that is a person who didn't make one namaz in his life. He committed, he did acts, and he made statements of kufr also. But ulama have written by that, the Quran also refers to them as kafirs. But they are not actual kafir. Kafir is when in your heart you disbelieve. But when if you do an act of kufr, you are referred to as a kafir. That is also so that you can come out of it. I'm a kafir. Oh, very bad. I became a kafir. I said these words. I did this action. I've become a kafir. No matter what your gunas are, if your iman is still there, one tiny bit of iman, so much so, which the ordinary people will not be able to recognize and save and take out people from Jahannam, which the pious and the righteous cannot see that iman is so little, which the ulama cannot see, which the anbiya cannot see, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will not see. Allah will see that iman. What little must be that iman? They will be also finally taken out from Jahannam and they will be taken to Jannah. But of course, that period, one moment in Jahannam, we can't think of a moment of a fly buzzing by our ears. That is too much for us. All the other things are too much. Just little discomfort we don't want. We are not prepared today. It's a bit too hot. Why didn't they put the fence on? What's wrong? Why didn't they put the load shedding? And then a whole bayan on the government that they can't run the country and all that. So this little discomfort we can't take. Just a thorn pricking a person. Anything. And fire of Jahannam. One moment in the fire of you, who can ever think of it? So Iman is that thing by which a person will come out of that. And then he will go into Jannah. And then in Jannah, yeah, in Jahannam they will have burnt black, cold, ashes they have become. They have become cold, black, cold they have become. The people of Jannah will mock them also. They will complain to Allah. Allah will put them in Nahre Hayat, the river of Jannah which gives life, and they will be again having that full splendor, that beauty, that vitality, that great energy and beauty in their face. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ. They will have نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ. Their faces will be brilliant, shining. Like that Allah will make them. So all this is just on Iman. And then all the other things which Allah has made farz, we can call it sunnah, mustahab, we can call it a small, it's a small amal, but all this has got great value. So this is the month that the greatest Quran Sharif Allah Ta'ala gave us. And then the value of Iman which Allah has given. It is a month in which Allah has made fasting farz by day. So the value of farz, that it isn't a burden, the roza, and it is just a matter of teaming mind over matter. All, how many people who take their rozas to be very difficult, just put your mind over it. That is the namat of Allah. My health is in there. My goodness is in there. And if you want to think also, I'm saving money. If you are a very person who saves money, I won't have to have breakfast. I won't have to have lunch. So I'm saving money also. So take it in that way also. But it's only goodness in whichever way only. And then see how automatically the roza becomes easy for a person. If instead of letting that whole day's roza, very hard to keep the roza, just keep that roza is a great mercy of Allah. And see how it becomes easy. And further, as it's explained in the kitab also, those ladies who are on the verge of dying, two ladies in Ramadan, and it was close to iftari time, and their roza was so hard, so much they felt it, they were almost going to die. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sent a bowl to them and told them to vomit in there. See, they haven't eaten all day, what are they going to vomit? They took it there and they vomited fresh pieces of meat. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said they kept roza from all the haram, but they partook of the haram meat of the fellow Muslim people. They backbited them. And because of that, the meat, that was a miracle exclusive for the time of Nabi Ali. Today also is the same ruling, but Allah doesn't show it out like this. When Allah wants to, and there are instances when Allah Ta'ala shows it also. But in time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, many such instances, and these are the miracles of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasalam. So from there, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, when we commit guna, then the roza, any ibadat becomes more difficult. For a person, a munafiq, he's got the big guna of hypocrisy on him. To read one ayat of the Quran is more heavier than moving a mountain from its place. And for a mu'min to read ayat of the Quran, he can't stop ayat he will read. He'll just carry on reading, he'll enjoy reading. But a person who has got guna on him, whether it's nifaq, whether it's anything else, love of dunya, for him to sit and read 1 minute Quran Sharif, just to take the Quran Sharif in his hands becomes a burden for him. Whereas for another person, you take the Quran away from him, he fights for his stuff. He'll try and read till the last moment. He won't waste a single second. He will just want to be reading more and more. And looking in the Quran Sharif and reading has got its own great rewards. The way you are reading with your tongue, you are reading with your lips, and you are looking at those words also.
That is, the merits of that are again so great. So all this Allah Ta'ala gives. So what the commands of Allah, if we put our mind over matter, it will become easy. If we abstain from gunas, the grozas and all ibadat, namaz, tilawat of Quran, all this will become extremely easy. Also, at that point, we all should think that normally, most of us, perhaps all of us, which are the most common surahs we read in our namaz? Tabbat yada. Wal asri, inna atayna. Kul wallahu. Now in Ramadan, especially for those of us who are in i'tikaf, we have freed ourselves. Now in Ramadan, read longer surahs. Slightly longer surahs. How lot sawab for every letter of the Quran in this month when it is recited, what are the great rewards? Now just think, I'm making my Zohar sunnahs, I'm making my Asr sunnahs, and if I just read instead of Wal Asri inna atayna, say Wal Asri has got about, say, how many letters, maybe 50 huruf or so, roughly, and if I read a surah that has got 100 letters, how much more am I going to earn? And when I freed myself, now so to say, I given my time to Allah. Now it's not my time. And we've got all that opportunity. So try and read more, longer also. The Huffaz, there are those, mashallah. Like for example, they have determined every whole Zohar sunnahs, my one khatam I'll make. In my Asr sunnahs, I'll make my one khatam. And they read accordingly also. So if we read, those who can manage, read the whole surah also. And for example, we read Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Tabarakalladhi after Maghrib. Read it in our Awwabin. The reward is again so much more. So we can do so much of our good. One person, Allah reward him, like an ordinary person. Very, very wealthy, far from deen. He taught me a great lesson. He said, I heard in a bayan one maulana say that if you read your three quls in your namaz, you'll get the sawab of a whole Quran Sharif. So our nafal namazes especially, and in which we are making isali sawab to other people, read in the first rakat three quls. In the second rakat three quls, you have sent whole namaz sawab, you have sent two whole Quran Sharif. And then again in Ramadan, and to read the three quls, you get the sawab of the whole Quran Sharif, even without wuzu. And with wuzu, how much? And then in namaz, if you are in a sitting position, nafal namaz, how lot sawab? In a standing position, how lot sawab? We calculate on dunya small, small things. But when it comes to deen, big, big things, we don't make any calculation. This is the intelligent people. People who have seen, who are experienced. People who have got deep insight. People who have got deep foresight. These are the people who will think about these things. Not on the small things of this dunya. These are small, small things which have got no value and nothing. So this is that month in which the Taraweeh, the person should, has made sunnat, the Taraweeh Salat by night. Taraweeh is a great, great ni'mat of Allah. Also look forward to it. Tune ourselves, make ourselves. Now I'm waiting for Taraweeh, 20 rakats, and I'm going to enjoy them. And every posture of the Taraweeh, I'll do it properly. I'll start my namaz with Takbir-e-Ula. Every year we have an opportunity of making Takbir-e-Ula 10 times in our Taraweeh. 10 units of 2 rakat, where every time with the Imam. And the value of that is, when you make your Takbir-e-Ula, your first Takbir, with the Imam, which is then or commonly refers that you made your namaz with Takbir-e-Ula. Takbir-e-Ula, in any case, even if you make it right late, it is your first Takbir. But it refers to your making your Takbir with the Imam. There is difference of opinion that whether it is immediately after the Imam, after 3 rakats, ayats, 5 ayats, 7 ayats, Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi's tahqeeq is up to the time when Imam goes into ruku, it will be counted in Takbir-e-Ula. But the best, of course, is just after the Imam. Don't, of course, before the imam, then your namaz won't be made. And to be safe, don't say it with the imam, just after the imam. So you and realize also that we are an ummah that we follow. We make iqtida, we make taqleed, we follow. We are not, we don't go in front. We are not the leaders. This ummah, the virtues of this ummah are that we follow our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We follow the Sahaba. We follow our Akabir and our Aslaf. There is a great quality for this ummah to make taqleed, to be following. So we following the imam. Don't go ahead of the imam. In ruku, don't go before the imam. Don't get up from the ruku before the imam. Be just behind the imam. And just behind is that you are an ardent follower. Not a lazy follower that after a while now you respond. And now you start your namaz with takbir-e-ula. And when the imam is about to go in his second sajda, now you're getting up from your first sajda. No, just after him. So you're a true follower, an ardent follower. And Allah will bring the whole following of Islam also according to that in our lives. So the Taraweeh namaz is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. And just look at it also like that. Again, just put mind over matter, 20 rakats one side. And just put our small minds, what's the weight of our brains? What's the size of our brains? So small our brain, but just put it over the 20 rakats and see those 20 rakats don't become easy, become a pleasure. And you'll enjoy your Taraweeh and the whole of Taraweeh and you'll look forward to the Taraweeh. So Allah has given us that for the night. As some ulama have explained, that those who want to make 8 rakats, which is not sabit at all, they have made a big mistake. 8 rakats was the tahajjud of namaz of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 20 great, great people, all the great people, they all narrate 20 rakats of Taraweeh. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not make 20 rakats. He took it from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu didn't do things of their own. They took from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when all the Sahaba agreed upon it, so it's no doubt that it was from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam didn't formalize it. They formalized it. They put it now into practice in the ummah. So the 20 rakats. And in any case, if you are getting at the closest, أَقْرَبْ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ السَّاجِدِ, the most closest that you are to Allah Ta'ala is when you are in sajda. Now see also that the most intimate moments that you are with your wife, though the analogy, the comparison is not right in every way, but just think the closest moments of your wife, and you have an opportunity when your first night, you can make it where today, unfortunately, that also has become customary, that just to make walima permissible, the husband and wife just go and meet for a few minutes. And one is the whole night's meeting. What a difference between the two. And if somebody has the choice, will you choose with your new wife? And only your first wife is that enjoyment. Your second wife and your fourth wife is not the enjoyment of first night, which you have the first time in your life. And first night is really for those people who did not have any sex or anything to do it before that. The boy or the girl. Allahu Akbar. Or when Hazrat Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, he was a great ustad, a great man, and his student, and Hazrat Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a great principal, that muhtamim of Darul Uloom, and what he has done for Darul Uloom and how he has run Darul Uloom, and he became principal at the age of 27. Still a young person, but at that age, and what work Allah has taken from him. Anyway, so he saw that Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah is a person of great value. And to keep him, he thought this was a young man, that first of all, get him married and get him married in Deoband, in the town. Because everyone's heart is attached with his susural. And everyone wants to go to Susural Nagar. The town of our in-laws. The in-laws, when we get married, in-laws take preference over our parents also. Our parents also become angry. All the time you are just by your in-laws all the time. Well, every time you're running, it's a natural thing. You got your parcel from there, and where your parcel came from, your heart is there all the time. And you just want to be there all the time. So he said, get him married in Deoband. Then he will be here. He won't go and teach some other madrasa. Some other office will come. A valuable man, in order to tie his legs down, just get him married here. And we will tie him down. Anyway, so when he got married, and the woman speak, man speak after, friends speak, how was your first night? And amongst your friends you speak, the woman speak, how was your first night? So after a few days, they asked his wife, how was your first night? She said, what to say? What a buzurg, wali he is. From after Isha, his kitabs open, mutala, and they close just before Fajr Azan. So the whole night he's in mutala. Why? What's happening? Whole night, which mutala is he making? Other people make the whole night other mutala. And they get to the depth of matter, to the bottom of the masala they get. And yeah, whole night he's making this mutala. So he say, that is his life. So he say, it didn't come by you, it didn't touch you, he didn't, nothing. He's only making mutala. So he say, you go and touch him then. So that night she went, and when she touched him, and then he said that, ye to koi aur hi dunya hai. In other words, his whole life he didn't know about this. Today all youngsters are overtaken with masturbation, with all that filth and dirt. You can never know what is first night, what is the actual first night. A man like that, who didn't even have any idea about all these things. And he said, this is a new world. I never experienced this world. This is a complete different world. What will be that first night? So the value of things are when it comes with its reality truly. So anyway, this night the Taraweeh Allah has made. Whoever wants to be close to Allah Ta'ala by doing any good deed for such people shall be the reward like the one who had performed a farz in any other time. In other words, that in this month, whatever nafal you do, it becomes the value of a farz. All the nafal namaz, where you have Black Friday, you have all the other big, big offers by companies, businesses, big, big offers that are made. But what is given by Allah Ta'ala, where a nafal becomes a farz, and the farz, 70 farz. We should pay our attention, apply our minds to this, and then realize what a month this is. That this month is such a month that whatever nafal we do will be the value of a farad. And a farad will be 70 times the value. 150 namazas in the month of Ramadan. 30 days if we take, 5 farad namazas, 150 namazas. But in Ramadan, multiplied by 70. 70 times 150, 1,500. 1,500 or 1,050. Anyway, where is 150? And where is multiplied by 70? This is only in Ramadan I'm going to get. After Ramadan, out of the question. I can make 70 namazas. I won't get that sawab. Like it comes in Roza of Ramadan, you'll get the sawab of Roza of Ramadan. And you didn't keep that Roza with reason, without reason. So you have to keep the qada. If you can, you have to keep it afterwards. If you were ill, you'll have to make up for it. If you didn't keep, you didn't pay attention, you'll have to keep. But that Roza, your faras will be fulfilled. But that value of Roza of Ramadan, your whole life you can make that, you can't get that sawab. Namaz with Jamaat, 27 times more the reward is. And if you go and make 27, you must your Namaz with Jamaat, as is reported by Buzurg, where will we go and repeat Namaz 27 times? But there were those people, genuinely, for genuine reason, they must their Namaz with Jamaat, and they repeat it 27 times. And then, as we know, they heard the sound that, what about the Ameen of the Farishtas? that when walad dallin, and a person, he says Ameen. In this also we are very negligent. Many of us don't say that Ameen. When Hifz Khatam is also done, and the students are completing, at the end, they don't say Ameen also generally. And nobody says Ameen. But if you say that Ameen, and it coincides with the Ameen of the Farishta, then your value is of that. But we don't say that Ameen. So he says, you may repeat it your namaz 27 times, but from where are you going to bring the Ameen of the Farishta? So you could have repeated 27 times. So Ramzan, rozas, you can repeat them after Ramzan. It doesn't have the value. You can keep your whole year nafil rozas, but it can never compare to one roza of Ramzan. A person, for example, keeps whole year rozas. He doesn't keep Ramzan rozas. And a small child on whom roza is not faraz also, and he keeps only Ramzan rozas, he, the roza value of his is much more than that person who kept the whole year, 365 minus 30. 330 days he kept roza, and he didn't keep Ramzan rozas. And a person only kept 30 rozas of Ramzan, though it's not even wajib or faraz on him, that value is much more than that 330 rozas. Ramzan is Ramzan. Jamaat namaz is Jamaat namaz. Making it our own, no matter we make khatam in every rakat in our own namaz. Whole Quran we make khatam. It can't compare with the Jamaat, and Jamaat namaz, Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, perform it behind every fajir also. Whoever is the imam, even if there are weaknesses in that imam, but don't give up your Jamaat namaz. Jamaat namaz must be maintained. But of course, it's a mutawalli's duty that they make sure they keep a good imam who observes deen, etc. But even if the imam have got some deficiencies, still you make your namaz. And you, as a musalli, you do your work as a musalli. You're not a mutawalli, don't worry. The most you can, in a nice way, tell the mutawallis that the imam is not right or something. But you are not in the masjid to make fights there, to make brawls and fights, and worse in the month of Ramadan. And you don't take off with the imam. If you're an ordinary person, you don't take off. And if you're an alim, there's a way to speak to the imam, or to the imam also. So we should keep all that also in mind. This is indeed the month of patience, and the reward for true patience is Jannah. It is a month of patience, where Allah explains the great virtues of the people who don't, first our Islam, normally we make it our outside. We're wearing Islamic dress now, we got beard now, topi, amama, so we are pious now, but we are still very far from piety. Just the outside cover of a book we have put on right. Just the gift wrap, we have got a nice gift wrap. But still inside, what is there? If you fill dung in there, and you fill all filth and dirt in there, but the cover is very nice. So then we have to, our procedure is we go from the outside to the inside. When a person makes his Islam, he wasn't keeping a beard, now he keeps a beard. He wasn't wearing kurta, wearing casual dress, western dress. Now he's got Islamic dress, etc. So we say his Islam is made. Very far from Islam. Yes, the starting point is you have to draw a long line. You need to make one point. Where you put your pen down is one point. Now still pull your pen to draw the long line. And till it reaches till the last point, don't stop in between. Ho ke bhi manzil, meri manzil nahi. All that pathway you're going to stop, it are important stopovers, but it's not my destination. My destination will come till hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen. Till that time, and nobody knows the next moment what is my condition going to be. Tomorrow what will be my condition? So we have to be worried all the time. So the outside is made. Then make your inside now. Your aqaid must become correct, which is the most important. If one aqidah is wrong, everything will be destroyed. And many of us, we've got our own way of thinking. And I feel that this is, a father will speak in the house, in my house, all listen to me, I do it this way. What Maulana say in a masjid, that's his masjid. And that is his government and domain. But in my house, you listen to me. Many of us got that attitude. So we got wrong ideas in our mind. Many people like pious people, lot of ibadat also, but they've got certain wrong things, a certain wrong way of thinking. That is very, very dangerous. We should make dua also, and for that reason, correct mutala, studying of the correct kitabs, and in the correct way, and keeping the company of the right people. In that also, just mashayikh is also not enough. All the Barelvi, Bidati, Peer Sahibs are also mashayikh. And they are, if you see their dressing, they are very big mashayikh. But that is going to destroy you completely. See, and you've got two eyes to see. Not one eye. Don't just see the outside. See the inside also. Don't just see the public life of a person. See his private life also. See properly who we are following. So, that is very, very important that who we follow. And what was it? Gee, patient. So, our outside we must make right, then make our inside right. Our aqaid, our heart, then comes the cleansing of the heart. That a person doesn't have malice. He doesn't have hatred, jealousy, pride, all these things will have to go out. Then you're Islahi, then you're on the road of Islam, you are still not at your destination. The Quran Sharif is the Quran Sharif. The final stages when your akhlaq is refined. That is now when you are really what is called a muqtada, a leader that people can follow you. And look for such a person that you can follow. That a person, not only his outside is right, not only his mind and his heart is right, not only his inside, all that pride and jealousy and vanity and all those things, not the temporary things of dunya amuse him, the little things of dunya, not all these things, not even the whores of Jannat amuse him. Those are also small things for him. If you got Allah, Maulana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullah used to say that in Jannat, when a whore will come and sit in my lap, I'll say, Bibi, that is a lady. If you want to listen Quran, sit. And if you don't want to listen Quran, go chutti. I've got Quran Sharif to read. And if you want to enjoy with me, with Quran Sharif, and the enjoyment, and the pure enjoyment of Quran Sharif, where did it come with that impure enjoyment or with a lady? But we small things amuse small minds. Dirty things amuse dirty minds. That we just look at the worst, dirtiest places, and that makes us very happy. The most ugliest, the most dirtiest places, where the worst dirt and filth comes out from, that makes us happy. And where pure Quran Sharif comes, that we don't get impressed with. That is what is true enjoyment. Allah has made all this permissible. No problem, by all means, you enjoy in that. But Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullah says, he will tell the whore that will be in his lap, if you want to hear Quran, sit here. Otherwise, go chutti for you. So Allah Ta'ala, so that final stage which Allah Ta'ala then explained, that the final qualities, the fine tuning has to come, then really you are in a position that people follow you. Now you are in a position to be in a leadership position, and that is with sabireen, people who know what how to make sabr. And sabr is a great thing. Today we just little difficulty. How much must I make sabr? I can't make sabr anymore. Sabr, and inshallah some talks, if it comes our way, that we will also discuss and study what is sabr. The Quran Sharif explains, wasabireen al-kadhimeen al-ghayb. These people, when they are very angry, they tighten that anger. They don't allow one word to come out. Not an expression on the face of the anger. They have fastened that anger so tight, they haven't allowed it one bit to come out. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْرِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. These are those sabireen that wrong was done to them. Great zulm was made. Not one word they expressed. And they forgive. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Not only your close and dear ones, but for people you just, we can't make maaf. Today it's common for family, we say, from yet till Allah's house, nothing maaf. I'll catch you on Qiyamah's Day. You're not worried Allah is going to catch us, and we want to catch other people's throats on Qiyamah's Day. Khud ka kya thikana? What will be our condition, and we are worried of taking other people in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So, wal afina aninat, whose nature, wal afina, isme fa'il, that means it's their nature. Not just that on that occasion they made maaf. It's their nature to make maaf. They just make maaf. In fact, we learn and we see our buzur. You ask them for maaf, they say, before you did the wrong, it's all maaf already. There's no question maaf. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, rahmatullah, I saw two people fighting, arguing, and in that swearing one another. And the one said, if you swear me, I will swear you 100 times. So Maulana said, both of you swear me 1,000 times, I won't, one swear word I won't take out. On that they became friends and all their problems were solved. So this quality has to come. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Muhsineen, again, isme fa'il. Those people whose life is making ihsan, kindness towards people. And not only occasionally they show some kindness when they got enough money and they don't need it, or like you are eating food and now you finish eat, the crumbs are left, now you say, give it to these people here. And they also need to eat. No, those people who don't eat themselves and they are hungry and they give it away to others. These are the muhsineen. So this fine tuning, then you have reached somewhere. Then and then again, istiqamat al-maut. So all this, the starting point, this is what Ramadan is about. To bring all this thing in. Not just little bit, I said for itikaf, so I'm a big buzur. Or if my shaykh just thought something good about me, he gave me khilafat, I'm a khalifa now, I got jannat certificate. I can do what I want to now. This year, that all these come, this fine tuning. And this is not only one place in the Quran Sharif. How many places Allah has explained, and many of us, even we become mashayikh, and we have got khalifas, but we think only our outside is made right, and some flowery talks we can give. Now we are big buzurgs. Buzurgi is still very, very far. And the thing is, who knows how his maut is going to come. No matter which great sheikh you become, but how your maut is going to come. And a person who doesn't think about his maut. And today, good people, if you tell them, make dua for my akhirat, for Pul Sirat, they get shocked that there is still somebody who is worried about Pul Sirat. We will ask for dua that for health. Mostly for health, financial problems, husband-wife problems. Islam, we don't think now, mashallah, there are some people who will ask for dua for Islam. But to make dua for the realities of life. And the realities of life are out of this life. The realities of life are in akhirat. Those are the realities. A person who's worried, hisab, kitab, Allah. And we are so that we're going to take other people to task by Allah. We're going to catch their throats by Allah. What is our, what will be our, we won't be able to tremble also in front of Allah Ta'ala, and our records will be open. What will be our condition? So those who have got fikr of death, what will happen in front of Allah? Hisab, kitab, Allah Ta'ala. And then pull sirat, 1500 years. A journey today, some people make journey. Sometimes in with all modern technology and everything, 3 days, 4 days a journey. This airport, 20 hours transit, another flight 8 hours, another flight 2 hours, another transit so long. That is 1,500 years journey. So what will be our condition there? And who got worry? We even ourselves, we make dua, Allah make my pul sirat easy for me. The thought doesn't even come to us. And yet we are the perfect mu'mins. And we are shaykhul mashayikh also. We're not only big muftis and big shaykhs, but we are shaykhul mashayikh. We are great. But no thought about our akhirat also. So this is what has to come into us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. So this patience, which this is the month for, just the name of that patience, the reality of it was sabirin, which Allah Ta'ala speaks about. Also, wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Seek Allah's help with sabr and with salah. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Who are these sabirin? With whom is the ma'iyyat and the closeness of Allah Ta'ala? Not those who know that sabr is sad bara or sabr. They're not those people. And we don't even know that spell properly also. Our sabr, which is with a sad, and we still pronouncing with a seen. And we are making sabr. Where do we know what is sabr? For those people who make sabr, and the reality of sabr, and the reality of it is that you don't even think I made sabr. You went through all that difficulties, all that insults, all that accusation, and you're still smiling. You hardly know that this has happened also. If we stay with Ahlullah, Allahu Akbar. Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, rahmatullah alayh, Mawlana Zakaria, rahmatullah alayh's father, Mawlana Yahya was his prize student and was his close attendant. And he should read when Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, rahmatullah alayh, had become blind in his old age. He should read out the correspondence. So Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, rahmatullah alayh, told him, one day, long time our friends, letters haven't come. Who he referred to as friends? Those who used to pile abuses on him, insults on him, and worse badduas they should give. So he said, no, they come, but we don't read. He said, why don't you read it? He says that maybe at some point that I can realize where I am going wrong. So I must take my lesson and correct myself. We, when anyone will make some badduah, curse us, etc., we will dispatch him to Jahannam. We are in charge of Jahannam, and we are in the authority, we are the authorities there, that who is going to Jannat and who is going to Jahannam. But these people, they say, read it. And they took no offense to it. The worst enemies, but they took no offense to it at all. On one occasion, Maulana Hadhrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali was going to Delhi for some work, and his few friends went with. The place they were staying, and nearby was a masjid, and it was a famous, it was a Barelvi masjid, and the imam was a Barelvi imam, but he was famous, he read Quran Sharif very beautiful. And Maulana Qasim Nanotvi had determined, I'm going to read namaz in that masjid, because his Quran Sharif reading. His friends, they also made that way my Hazrat make namaz, they had fixed another masjid. So when he got up in the morning Fajr, he said, we're going to this masjid. They said, but Hazrat, he speaks evil about you. He calls you a kafir, and he calls you all the worst, the names and that. He said, we'll go there. When he went there, the imam made namaz. He made out, there are some people here, and looks like they are ulama, and we can make out that these are some very distinguished people, great ulama. So he came and meet them. Who are you? So he says that I'm Mahmud Qasim Nanotvi, Muhammad Qasim Nanotvi, so and so, his great student. You people, you came and make namaz behind me, and you know that I call you kafir. He says, yes, we know you call us kafir, and you called us because you don't know who we are, just what you have heard. And according to your hearing, it was faras for you to call us kafir. You are hearing we are gustakhi rasul. We hate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We stop people from reading durood. We stop people from going to it's your faras to stop people from associating with us. But one complaint, you should have verified whether we are saying those things. Whether we are gustakhi rasul. Today we also, many people will say a lot of things. And if it's true, all those things, then you must keep away from such a person. But find out, verify, because you're going to answer by Allah. What you are saying today, make sure that what you are thinking and what you are saying is the right thing. If it is just your assumption, and which is the common product of community, any small thing just goes in the community. It's on WhatsApp today. Everyone is saying. So by everyone saying doesn't make it a fact. And a lie doesn't become a truth just because everyone is saying. Verify for yourself. So Hazrat said, you should have found out whether we are gustakhi rasul. Whether we stop people from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or what is Allahu Akbar. If we see the nizam Nabi Qasim Nanotvi wrote on the occasion when he went for ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you can make out who these great ashiks of Allah Ta'ala were. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. Little time left and Allah Ta'ala, this few days we'll try and spend, just so we can understand what is this month all about. If that has come into us, we don't need any long other bayans. Everyone himself, he will make the most of the month. And if we haven't understood the month, we can... Palan Puri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, a person goes and buy from a Hindu grocer. And he tells the Hindu grocer, see, you must give my change properly. See, you must give me not fake things, genuine things you must have. He said, I don't want to sell you goods. What are you telling me? I must sell you this and I mustn't do that. I'm not interested as you as a customer. I don't want you to buy. So if a person is not interested in Ramadan, and you're telling him your roza must be like this, and this for us, and that for us, he's not interested. But when he knows the value of it, now tell him, he'll appreciate. So Allah make it we understand what is this month all about, and then on our own we will go leaps and bounds towards taking the great, great, great damage which Allah is pouring down every moment to go for Hajj Umrah, MashaAllah, Haramain Sharifain, the barakat, the fuyus of it, which are filled there. You have to go there. You have to book your ticket. You have to get the hotel. You have to pay your expenses. But for Ramadan, you don't have to go anywhere. You can be in a jungle top, Ramadan will come to you. You can be in the middle of the sea on a ship, Ramadan will come to you. And it will come with all its barakat to you. So Ramadan is that month that comes to us. And it comes with all its barakat for everyone. It's free and open. How it leaves end of the month is a different story. But it comes with an open heart, so to say. And it just wants to give everything to everyone. Whoever it is, you're not a strong believer. You're weak. You're not making your namazes. Ramadan comes to you also. Ramadan comes to everyone. Freely it is for everyone. Now it is up to us how much we are going to take from Ramadan. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.